78, and it's 104. We have nine visitors. Record of attendance. All councillors are here. And councillor Ian Baird will come along in a minute. And staff. Everyone and Sean.
And Garth.
And Garth, yes, sorry Garth.
Yeah, he never knows me.
Number four, response to previous public questions taken on notice, nil. Public question time, nil. Approved leave of absence, nil. Disclosures of interest, do you have anything?
I have some, city point two.
Yep.
Yep, yep, yep. Councillor Sadeer. Notice of items to be discussed behind closed doors, 16.1 RFT02, 2025, commercial lease of the Goondary Station Masters House. 16.2 development applications, 21 and 23 Reed Street, Menzies. Nine, confirmation receival of minutes. 9.1, confirmation of minutes. Officers' recommendation that minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on 28th of August, 2025 be confirmed as true and correct record. Number mover. Councillor Sadeer, seconder. Councillor Tucker, Andrew. All those want to speak for, those that want to speak against, all those in favour? Carried. Five zero. Ten, petitions, deputations, presentations, nil. Announcements by presiding member of that discussion, the president's report is to be tabled. Twelve, reports of committees, nil. 13.1, finance reports. Officers' recommendation that the statement of financial activity for the period ending 31st of August, 2025 is attached be received. Number mover. Councillor Sadeer. Seconder, councillor Christie Tucker. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour? Carried, five zero. 13.1.2, list of monthly payments, August 2025. Officers' recommendation that the list of payments for the month of August 2025 totaling $1,590,664.63 being one electronic funds transfer from EFT 10368 to EFT 10445. Payment from municipal fund totaling $1,370,335.57. Direct debit payments from the municipal funds totaling $99,349.96. Payroll payments from the municipal funds fund totaling $116,461.50. Four, credit card payments for state and month of August 25 from the municipal funds totaling $3,850.86. Fuel car payments from the municipal funds totaling $664.66.74. be received. Don Mover, Councillor Jill Dwyer. Seconder, Councillor Christie Tucker. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour, carry. Right, 13.1.3, budget amendment, LRCI phase 2. The officer's recommendation and that the 2025-2026 annual budget be amended as follows and adopted, and you all have a look at that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So can I have a mover? Ian has just joined us. You there, Ian? You?
Councillor Dwyer moved.
Oh, you?
Cool. Called out for a while.
Yeah, I'll just go back to the start. Ian, you're in a secure location, and can you just say your address, please?
Yes, I'm in the CEO's house in Toogoondarra, and it's secure.
No worries, thanks mate. Cheers. A seconder for that last one. Councillor Sevilla. We're up to budget amendment 13.1.3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour, carry. Budget amendment 2025-26 scheduled fees and charges, commercial accommodation charges. And look, officer's recommendation that the 2025-26 scheduled fee and charges for 3-bedroom and 4-bedroom Shire-owned housing as a tax be adopted and incorporated into the 2025-26 schedule of fee and charges. Mover. Councillor Jill Dwyer. A seconder. Councillor Ian Baird. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour, carry. Yeah. 13.2, administration reports. Yep. Review of policy 1.8, official communication. Officer's recommendation, and I guess that you've all read that. Any changes? This is Councillor Leck. So all that be adopted. Can I have a mover? Councillor Jill Dwyer. Seconder. Councillor Christie Tucker. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour, carry. (coughs) 13.2.2, changing methods of valuation of land. recommendation that the necessary formal process to change the method of valuation for the Bottle Creek accommodation village and associated infrastructure situated on Lot 29, Plan 145, held by Rinmit Pty Ltd be commenced. Can I have a mover? Councillor Sadir. Seconder. Councillor Christie Tucker. Those that wish to speak for. Those that wish to speak against.
I'm not speaking against. So, we, how much were the rates before? It was $649, right? Christie, so you put it here.
Yeah.
They used to be 649, eh?
So this is a change in the valuation methodology in relation. So where the land use for a particular facility on mining lease is for instance a village in this case, it actually becomes ratable. And so historically we probably haven't landed this where it is a rateable piece of land for us, and so the move is to actually have the valuation reviewed in terms of the land use as opposed to being just moving a tenant.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is one that probably doesn't get captured by the Supreme Court ruling. So yes, it's rateable, but no, it won't be one of those ones that will be taken back if the state government actually legislates against the miscellaneous.
Yeah. It used to be to the chair, and the only thing is that the Trump changing method of valuation of land. Because I think we already done this thing in Orbenda and Tropicana.
We have.
So this is a different method.
No, this is the same method, it's just a different
method. That's the headline that we're thinking that it's the same method and why we change the method of valuation. The headline, isn't it?
Yeah, it's because...
Should we just do add the one more camp to the valuation? We're not changing the method, we're changing the method.
So that historically this has been rated not as a camp and so it's not been valued in terms of the value of the camp that's on the land. And what we're doing is changing our methodology of valuation so that we can rate it for what the land use is as opposed to under our existing valuation it's just being it's just been valued as
land.
Now it's being rated on the basis that it hasn't developed.
Alright, all those in favour? Menzies Waste Site Management.
So councillors, after our discussions earlier today, you would be within your rights to propose to let this matter lay on the table until the October meeting or November meeting.
So can I have a mover to defer to
just
October's or November? Hang on. November. Can I have a mover? Councillor Jewell and Councillor Christie Tucker, second. Okay, all those in favour? carried. Okay.
So, anybody wish to do the same with this one?
Budget amendment, yep. So 13.2.4 budget amendment 2025-26 schedule of fees and charges Menzies Road facility. We'll move to change that to the November meeting as well. So another mover to defer it to Councillor Ewan-Wire. Seconder, Councillor Samir, and that'll be deferred to this November. November meeting. Okay, and all those in favour? Carry. Okay, 14. Motions of which previous notice has been given. Nil. 15. New business of urgent nature. Nil. 16. Behind closed doors. Confidential reports. Officers' recommendation that in accordance with section 5.232 of the Local Government Act 1995, the meeting be closed to members of the public to consider item 16.1 RFT 02-2025, commercial lease of the Doongarry Space Masters House, and item 16.2, development application 21 and 23, Reed Street, Menzies, 16.2, August. Council's decision, all right, can I have a mover? Councillor Ian Baird and seconded Christy Tucker. Staff right,